Housing market predictions for 2023, will price drop? Many of us thought the recession would hit the U.S. real estate market this year, but it hasn't. Things have gotten better. Due to slow growth worldwide, many homeowners were less sure about buying a home, but they are now starting to feel better about the housing market. Slightly higher home values didn't mean fewer homes were foreclosed on or prices started falling again. Instead, the housing market is at an all-time high because of positive fundamentals like lowering interest rates, strong demand for existing homes, and growing affordable housing target cities in the Washington real estate area. We look at the numbers from the last 7 days and compare them to the numbers from the same time the previous year and the same time the last month so that you can see how things are going. Running 7-day average. The 7-day average shows the trend of the market over the past 7 days, as its name suggests. It tells what has happened recently, is a great short-term indicator, and spots changes before annual reports do. You can see the weekly average as of January 15 below. New listing, 641. Listing sold, 497. Listing pending, 1,045. Back on the market, 109. List price reduced, 479. Listing expired, 53. List price increased, 37. Contingent, 33. Listing cancelled, 138. As you can see, we have 641 new listings. But the 1,045 homes that have been taken off the market are the ones you should focus on the most. This is similar to what we saw in October when more homes were taken off the market than were put on it. Today's housing market compared to the previous month. Here's a quick look at how the numbers from last week compared to those from last month. The average number of homes for sale is down by 17.8%. There are 8.4% more new listings. 42.1% fewer listings are being sold. There were 10.4% more homes under contract. Compared to last month, the numbers could be better as a whole. But since it's only been 7 days, that's to be expected. Compared to January 2022. It's time to compare this year's first week of January's real estate data to last year's equivalent. And the numbers look good for this year. The median number of houses on the market has increased by 182.1%. New listings are down by 12.8%. The number of listings sold is down by 48.6%. There are 10.6% more homes under contract. It's a perfect moment to either buy or sell a luxury real estate home in the WAR region. Anyone on the fence about doing anything should just do it. Compared to last year. When we looked at the numbers for January 2023 and January 2022, what we found is houses for sale have increased by an average of 182.1%. New listings are down by 12.8%. The number of listings sold is down by 48.6%. There are 10.6% more homes under contract. Reminder, as the month goes on, these numbers will change. Mortgage rates are going down. The fixed mortgage rate for a 15-year term has decreased to 5.52%, while the rate for 30 years has decreased to 6.33%. Although mortgage rates have resumed their previous downward trend, the market continues to be extremely sensitive to any adjustment in rates. As a result, buy demand continues to experience huge swings despite relatively few rate shifts. What's different about today's foreclosures compared to the Great Recession? Right now, people who have home equity can make money in the foreclosure market. This was a substantial turnaround from 2008. When 1/3 of our loans were delinquent. Even though there are more foreclosures, banks only take back a few homes. Instead, these borrowers in trouble are trying to get out of it calmly. These people are keeping their homes from being taken away from them by selling them before the auction for more than they owe them. About 70% of the ones that make it to auction sell, which is about twice as many as the average. A lot of real estate investors are buying homes at these auctions. Since fewer homes are being put up for auction and fewer are selling at auction, there are fewer homes that the bank can take back. So, you don't have to worry that the recession of 2008 will happen again because things are very different now. The bottom line. In conclusion, the housing market did not experience a crash in 2023 as many people anticipated it would. When interest rates go down, it opens up a lot of alternatives for buyers and sellers on the market. Therefore, the current time is an excellent opportunity to buy or sell a home.